Peya Perik Vav Mishnah Beis. HaOmer Shehu Samach LeGofa. So the Rav's going to give two perushim. The first is that a bundle that is next to a gofa is a row of bricks. It's a buildup of bricks that has no cement or mortar in between them. V'la Gadish, that's the heap of other bundles. La Bakar V'la Kalim, or next to cattle, or Kalim. It's talking about the Kalim that are used in the field, whether it's a plow or things like that. So all these cases, the person put the bundle next to them. Ushichacho, and then he forgot it. Beishame Aymrim Eino Shichacho. Beishame says it's not Shichacho. So the first case the Rab brings down is we're dealing with somebody that had in mind to go and go to the city, and he put it down in that place. So Beishame says it's not Shichacho. Why is that? Because Beishame holds he was already zoichin it, like he took it for himself, and it's already his, so it's not for the aniyim. And even if he forgot it afterwards, it's like he forgot his own thing. Not like he forgot something in the field. So why is this shichacho? So in the later Mishnah, actually, the Rav brings down the Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai. If a person is machzik to go to a city and then he forgets, it's not shichacho. So what's the difference? Why over here does Beis Hillel say that it is shichacho? So the answer is over there, the Rav says he did not leave it by something, a davar mesuyim, like something concrete. He didn't leave it by something. He just stam left it in the field. And then he went to go to the city, so that's not called shichacho. So what's the reason? Why is this called shichacho and that not? What does that have to do with leaving it by something? So anybody that forgets things often knows that the best way to remember something, either to make notes or to leave like a marker or leave something by something. The Taisis Yontif actually explains this, that shichacha has to be, if you don't do any ishtadlus, you don't make any notes, for example, I mean, that's not the case over here, but you don't leave it by a davar mesuyim, so you didn't even like do your ishtadlus, like, of course you're going to forget. So you are the one that made yourself have shichacha. So like in the case later, in a later Mishnah, where a guy just leaves his bundle like in the middle of the field and doesn't leave it by anything as a marker to remember it, so he was the one that made himself forget. So that's not shichacha. Shichacha has to be where you really forgot. So over here, where you leave it by a davar mesuyim, you leave it by a plow or you leave it by a wall, and you still forget, that's called shichacha according to Beis Hillel. That's why Tosfos Yontif explains. The second shot in the Rav is that we're dealing with the case where you were not muchzuk to take it to a city. You stam, you leave it by a whatever, this edifice. So Beis Shammai holds it's not shichacha. Now this has nothing to do with kinyan now. Just because you put it there and you put it in a place that you'll probably remember, since in the future you're likely to remember it, even if you forget it now, it's not called forgetting. That's not called being forgotten, according to Beis Shammai. Very interesting. It's not called being forgotten if we know that in the future you're going to remember it. Beis Hillel holds that in any event, Lamaisa, you forgot it, as long as you're not muchzik it. So here, a guy just stomp put it there. He didn't try to be muchzik it for himself. He just put it over there. Even though he's going to remember it, since Lamaisa, he forgot it, Beis Hillel holds that it's shichacha. But if you're huchzik to go take it to a city, this is the way this sheet learns in the Rav, because they have to deal with the Mishnah later. There they agree to Beis Shammai it's not shichacha, because you're already muchzik in it, and it becomes yours. It's shalom.